Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 29th. I'm reading from the New American Standard Version this week, and we are in an exciting portion of Matthew where we're talking about the Magi today, or as you might know them, the Kings. I did a little research. I was a little bit confused about the temple progression, and it mentions my study Bible notes that Herod, the king who is mentioned in this passage, not the real king, Jesus, but the king over the Romans in this period, he was a rebuilder of the temple. And I was like, wait a minute, I thought the people who came back from exile rebuilt the temple. And they did, but the structure that they built was nothing like Solomon's temple. And so according to my internet research, Herod came along and one of his feats as king was to refurbish the temple. He also did a lot with theaters and amphitheaters and monuments and pagan altars. So it was just part of showing himself as great. But as we'll see today in the passage, there is no ruler like King Jesus, and Herod is afraid of him. And so as I read, I pray that the Lord would just open his word to us today. Matthew chapter 2, starting in verse 1, the title in the Bible that I'm reading is The Visit of the Magi. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. And when you found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way. And the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we'll be reading Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, "There is no deliverance for him in God." But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It's Tuesday. That means we are thinking on things that we're thankful for today. And I know sometimes I can get cliche and kind of cutesy, but ultimately each of us needs to grow, probably if you're like me, in our gratitude to the Lord. And as we think on things we're grateful for, I hope that our love for the Lord will grow as well. Will you pray with me? Father, first of all, we are thankful for your word. We're thankful for the reminders in it that you are Creator God and you are in control of all of the cosmos, even the stars. We're mindful of the fact that you set the stars in place and you put a star that showed the Magi that King Jesus had been born. We thank you, Lord, for that beautiful story. We're reminded, like the Magi, that we owe you all extravagant gifts of love and service, and everything we have is a gift from you. And so we just thank you for that. In this moment, we pray for a person that comes to mind that we're grateful for. Would you bless them, Lord, today? And if they're not living anymore, Lord, thank you for the remembrance of their faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for a place. I'm thinking outside the box this morning, just praying, thanking the Lord for the dinner table, a place where we can sit and be reminded of your grace. We thank you, Lord, for a thing today, maybe a beautiful sunrise or a new book or a warm shower. And most importantly, Lord, we thank you for who you are. We see your character in Psalm 3. That we can lie down and sleep knowing that you are the one that sustains us in this life and in the next. And salvation belongs to you, and you are the one who blesses us, your people. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Be with us today. Help us to be mindful of your presence. Transform us by the power of your word and your spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.